Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Even though they dated originally, it showed, yeah, it could be done. Same thing with friends. Even though there were dalliances and things that happened technically in that sitcom, the Gen X's learned how to do it, where you could hang out all day. And now, maybe for me, which it worked because I wasn't attractive. So I had friends that weren't attracted to me. So for me, I could hang out. I had one friend. We would spend the whole day together. After class, he needed to go shopping, we'd have to go shopping. He needed to get gas, we had to go get gas. Then we went to eat. Then we came home. Then we brought food home. We wanted to go gamble, we went to gamble. Then we would just spend hours and nothing. Now, I dated his roommate for a little bit. But other than that, again, so for us Gen X's, it was kind of easy. And I understand there was that Harry Met Sally discussion where guys can never be friends with girls and vice versa because they always want to, bang them. And, my guy friend said, no, honestly, I'm so unattracted to you. I'm like, oh, thank God. All right, good. Because that's not what I want. And so I think Gen X's were able to overcome that. When the millennials came, they're like, remember, millennials are very practical, as are Gen Z's. And so they were like, okay, so what's going on here? So you two are hanging out, everybody's hanging out, and nobody's having sex? So why not have friends with benefits? If you really want to save the friendship, but you don't want to date, then there's something called Friends with Benefits. They even made a movie about it, with, I think, Justin Timberlake. And they show that it's okay to have sex. Sex won't ruin the relationship, and you can, although I think in the movie it did, and then they had to start dating anyway. So the answer to can you have a friend, can your spouse have a friend who's of the opposite sex, it depends. Now, we're starting to see more of that. And one reason why is by the time I went to medical school, it wasn't just one or two girls in the medical school class. It was almost half of my class were women. So as men and women are working together, and now women have a lot more opportunities than they used to, we are seeing that blend. So in the baby boomer days, traditionalist days, not a lot of women and men interacting. Now it's and we're now at the point where we're even going to be sharing bathrooms. So where I would advise is if you do have a spouse and they've, you know, never had outside friends, and all of a sudden they're really excited about this person they're with, they're working out, they're starting to change, you know, how they act, starting to be more attractive, there might be a chance that that person is attracted to that new person. But if you're with somebody who's just always had friends and has always been social, and you have a good, strong marriage, a good, strong relationship, talk about it. You know, my Gen X friends, I've talked to about that and said, look, you know, does your spouse have issues with you having friends that are girls or whatever? And they said, well, we talk about it. And there are people in our lives that have a pass, and there are people that don't have a pass. See, me, I usually get the pass because look at me. And nobody, I'm no threat. But you have somebody who's really good looking, really hot, yeah, they're probably not going to be allowed to be friends with your spouse. So, relationship, you also have the concept, and I know this worries a lot of people, is your spouse working on having a backup? Is your spouse trying to make sure that they have a backup? Well, if you've given them thought that you're cheating, or you've given them thought that you could bail at any moment, it's no surprise that they're going to want to have a backup. But if you have a strong relationship and you guys love each other and you have an amazing partnership, I wouldn't panic. But keep in mind, some individuals really do need those friendships. And so the other thing we're starting to see is many individuals that people used to be friends with, for example, I hear this from a lot of women, they say they can't stay friends with their women friends. They're just not getting along with their women friends, but they're getting along better with their guy friends. That might evolve with age, and you might notice that you have a much easier time hanging out with guys than girls. That doesn't mean there's an attraction. That doesn't mean that, somebody's cheating. It's just some individuals just do better with individuals depending on their gender and sex, etc. Now, I have a lot of gay friends. They're probably the best friends to have. And so I love having those relationships. But a marriage cannot just be those two people. When you hear that individuals don't go out with anybody, all they do is Netflix, they spend every day of the week with each other, I don't think that's healthy either. I think you do need to have, you know, these outside friendships and relationships. Unless, of course, you're married to a hound, or you have a person who's a hound and a flirt, you know, but yeah, then it can get dangerous. But, you know, if you're with a Gen Xer, I think you're safe. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCTALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So last week, or actually from August 1st to August 7th, so we're past that now, was World Breastfeeding Week. And the World Health Organization wanted to raise awareness of how difficult it is for people who breastfeed to try to manage that and work and, you know, feeding their kids and managing a career. And so very interestingly, there was a, I believe this was a Texas hospital that decided to have the men in the healthcare administrative roles, I believe, complete a simulated breastfeeding challenge. This was at Covenant Health. And they wanted to commemorate World Breastfeeding Week by having male healthcare leaders simulate what breastfeeding is. Now, the thought is nice sentiment, But I think these things can backfire. And so whenever somebody tries to say, look, I'm going to simulate this so I could understand what you're going through, what childbirth was like, what slavery was like, what an assault was like, you know, trying to simulate the experience and then think that you know what the other side felt, I think can backfire. So it's nice that they did this, and it might give them, you know, some good PR, but I worry that you can't simulate how much of the trials and tribulations we go through trying to breastfeed. So for 4 days, the men simulated the act of breastfeeding every 3 hours for 20 minutes since, and then they summarized their daily experiences in video diaries. And again, I don't want to criticize these men. Nice thought, very nice sentiment, but make sure you understand that you were probably only experiencing a fraction of a percentage of what the experience is actually like. And so one said, I'm wondering why I agreed to do this. He was the interim director of critical care. He said first day was pretty rough, but it got a bit easier once you got the schedule down. A whole new perspective for sure. Some of the men reported missing pumping sessions as it was challenging to schedule them around work obligations. Others said given the difficulties of breastfeeding, they would opt to use formula instead. The CEO of Covenant Health, Walt Cathy, said there was no way to multitask. He said, I mean, you're basically having to hold the two pumps, so you couldn't really do anything for 30 minutes. The men also found difficulty finding private spaces to pump. They said, I made this effort, the effort to go sit in a public restroom for 20 minutes, which was uncomfortable from a vulnerability standpoint. He said, finding a place that you feel is secure for you is definitely difficult. And so, you know, the Covenant Health offers a quote-unquote lactation lounge for moms who need to breastfeed, but the men said now they understand the logistical challenges. So, you know, here's the thing. All right, I having breastfed my kids, I stopped after 6 weeks. One is because of the stress of work and all the work responsibilities I had, didn't get a chance to really make a lot of milk. You know, and then my kid was in daycare or I had a nurse help me watch the baby at work. It was not really conducive to breastfeeding. And yes, it's a struggle. I, as a physician, I'm very frustrated that we don't have enough breastfeeding enthusiasm these days because it's very difficult to do while working. Many individuals feel like they have to go back to work as soon as I went back to work 3 days after having my second child. It's really, really difficult to have the milk come in and have a relaxed atmosphere. And so I do commend companies and healthcare facilities and the World Health Organization to raise awareness that breastfeeding accommodations are extremely important. But you keep hearing that, you know, there's these exercises and these little PR stints that show, look, you know, we tried to simulate it and the men are like, oh, wow, you know, women have it tough. And that to me kind of defeats the purpose. Now, for example, all right, I had a patient who was suffering from diverticulitis, and he said, now I know what women go through with labor. You know, that was horrible. I can now relate. No, you can't, okay? You had diverticulitis. Diverticulitis is painful, but I was in labor for 5 days. Okay, if your diverticulitis pain lasted 2 hours before you got to the hospital and got some Demerol, it wasn't the same. And I understand that many men want to try and understand what their counterparts are going through. And I get that they are trying to empathize, but when individuals talk, they go, you know, it really wasn't that bad, or there wasn't that, you didn't simulate a more accurate account of things. You know, breastfeeding was not fun. It hurt. And what was really weird is when it didn't hurt, he wasn't getting milk. It was only when it hurt, that's when and I'm like, well, this is horrible. It was, yeah, and then you feel like you're not feeding the baby. You get sick, you have a cold. and now you feel like you're breathing on the baby while you're sick, you know, trying to find a formula that isn't out of stock or possibly recalled, stressful. Feeding a baby is really, really stressful. And there's, you know, a lot of schools on thought of, you know, keep moms at home so they could breastfeed. They don't have the pressure of work. They, you know, they, but on the flip side, you have a lot of individuals like me, myself, that couldn't stay home. There was no maternity leave for a year. Now, I had to, with my first son, I went back in 2 weeks because I only had 2 weeks leave. Second son, 3 days. So how do we move forward with this? We don't also want animosity where, okay, they get multiple breaks. They get to sit down, get off their feet, claim the breastfeeding. They get to, you know, be in the lounge while we're all working and covering. Yeah, I honestly, we need to have some very honest conversations about what the goal is. The average mom who breastfeeds, it's only temporary. Right? She's not going to, for 5, 6, 10 years, be breastfeeding. Right? So, and these all don't have to happen all day long. When you start to get the engorgement or the milk's coming out, you need flexibility. What a woman who's breastfeeding needs is not you to have experienced the same thing. It didn't help me at all from women saying, well, when I breastfed this, I don't give a damn what happened when you breastfed 5 years ago, 10 years ago. This is me right now, okay? That you leave your story to yourself. That's not what women want. What they want is the flexibility. What they want is they don't want the stigma. They don't want to be accused of goofing off. You know, there's a story where an employee would go to the bathroom often and the boss thought they were screwing around on the phone. And yes, many of us will use the bathroom as an escape from work, but what if this person really had stomach issues? All right, women do not need to be accused of, you know, taking time off the clock. We don't even need to be commended. We don't even need your cheerleading. Yeah, we got to feed our babies. We want to feed our babies. Let us do what we need to do. Yeah, and without, you know, feeling stigmatized, without feeling like we're going to be in trouble or having to make up that extra time, and maybe we'll be able to come up with a better, shall we say, process. I do understand that when you have somebody on the floor and they need to, let's say, wait tables, or man a desk, or person a desk, or take care of patients, I get that you have to juggle a schedule to make sure that there is somebody covering for them. But that's really not that hard. You could very easily choreograph schedules. So we have to be careful because there, whenever we have these World Breastfeeding Weeks and, Appreciation Weeks and all that, it starts to make people feel like, you know, they have to go above and beyond to do for other people. When I breastfed, I was like, just let me do my thing. I was in class. I went to didactics. I just had the sheet over. I had the baby. But the occasional sounds he made when he was eating, for the most part, it didn't get into everybody else's face. And that's another thing, too. Many individuals just don't want everybody else's issues, you know, in their face where they have to, you know, move mountains to, you know, accommodate people they work with. Things are actually a lot easier. And so when you say, well, we need to, so-and-so needs to have this space, so we need to all, and when you make it a bigger thing than it is, breastfeeding doesn't have to be such a blood-curdling, campaign-requiring, Congress-involving task. We're breastfeeding, we're doing our thing, give us a private space, give us flexibility with our work, let us do our own thing, and, you know, we'll figure it out. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Silver. has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. One of the largest ever lottery paydays up for grabs in the next Mega Millions drawing. Tonight's jackpot now estimated at just over $1.5 billion. A Colorado law that would have raised the age for all gun purchases to 21 years old has been put on hold by a federal judge. Scientists officially labeling July as the hottest month recorded in world history. Lawyers for President Trump pushing back on a protective order request in his election interference case. That order filed by the Department of Justice. Trump's lawyers saying that it violates the First Amendment. At least two people are dead after severe storms slammed the eastern U.S. yesterday. More than a million people lost power. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was younger, I wasn't obese. I was actually, during some times, a pretty skinny kid because I didn't really like to eat. But when I hit puberty, I got the genetic curves because the women in my family, pretty darn curvy. Okay? I don't think any of them are under a D cup. And, you know, here I went from training bra to B, overnight. And I had a booty. And I remember my grandmother. I had one grandmother who was really, really good with euphemisms and sensitivity and being nice. But the other grandma said it straight. I had the one on my mom's side. And she said, your butt is big. You got a big butt. Okay, now I could have done one of two things. I could have had an eating disorder, or I could have exercised more. And I did. And I started running, and I reshaped my butt. And things back then were a little bit more direct, upfront. That looks stupid. You don't sound good. You're singing off key. Now we have to be very, very careful about how we say things and do things. And a big conflict that parents are struggling with is the idea of how to not induce an eating disorder in your child or teen who really needs to be told they gotta watch their weight or they have to lose weight. Remember I told you doctors have been faulted and ridiculed online because they had brought up weight to their patient and the patient said, I was fat shamed. Well, if your doctor can't bring up that you're overweight, who can? I mean, if there is anybody in this world that is supposed to talk to you about your health, if you don't want it to be your doctor, that's fine, but give us the name of the person that you'll listen to. And then we'll have that person convey the message that you could be at risk for diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, cancer, and a whole slew of things. So I'm seeing a lot of overweight teens. And I get nervous because your best metabolism is when you're a teen. I mean, I would give anything to have a drop of that metabolism that I had as a teenager or in my 20s. And when you see them struggle with weight at their highest metabolism years, what are they going to be like middle age? Now, our teen obesity crisis is also a national security risk. Decades ago, the Pentagon said if these kids continue to gain weight, they are not going to be physically fit and able to be trained for the military. So there's a whole variety of reasons, whether it's for the child's personal health, whether it's for their ability to date and socialize, whether it's for their ability to help protect our country. We need to get on the teen obesity fighting teen obesity campaign. The problem is there has been the other side saying you're going to induce an eating disorder. If you get on a child's weight and you don't allow them to feel good and feel confident and you fat shame them, they might end up becoming anorexic, have bulimia, or do other things to self-harm. So how do you tell a kid who is ruining their physical and mental health future without feeling guilty? So the key, I think, is to not necessarily put it on them in terms of you did something wrong. What I would maybe do, if you feel you have that sensitive an individual who might go and start becoming bulimic or anorexic or having another eating or purging, is identify what it is that's causing their weight to gain with them and have them a part of it. All right? A part of that conversation. If they say, I'm doing hours of homework, so after I eat dinner, I am sitting for hours doing homework. Okay? Well, then there's things you could do for that. You could do a stand-up desk. You could try to do some of the homework before dinner. You could take a 20-minute break. All right, we're going to walk. We're going to do a walk. We're going to just dance it out, clear your mind, and then get back to study. If the child says there's only junk food at school, I'm seeing candy bars, I'm seeing chips, I'm seeing soda pop, and I crave that, well then, okay, why is it that you're craving it? Is it that you don't get enough sleep? Is it that you're hypoglycemic? Is it that you're not eating a good enough breakfast that's keeping you full? And I think one of the keys to obesity management is the training of looking at these foods as bad. I have nothing against Frito-Lay. I love a bag of Fritos. I have nothing against chocolate. But maybe the way to manage weight is to cognitively teach ourselves to look at a bag and find it averse, find it disgusting, find it evil. Now, I don't want to brainwash anybody or anything like that, but if this is fake food and these children don't understand it's fake food, maybe teach them about what it is they're putting in their body. Didn't somebody take an energy drink and show how it burns through metal? I don't know. There was some visual, and I think that scared a lot of people into drinking a lot of energy drinks, because if that energy drink did that much corrosion onto something as thick as a piece of metal or a pipe, what is it doing to your insides? I mean, you know, like smoking. What did they do with smoking? Well, they showed black lung. They showed people who had a trach scar or needing a trach to help breathe. But for these children, they go, well, those are older people. That's not me. Well, then maybe they need to, a lot of the education we did was smoking. You know, maybe we need to extrapolate that to not only vaping and drugs, but food. So if we could teach people to look at ice cream and go, ooh, I don't want it. Or look at M&Ms going, I don't want those in my body. That might be the key to, without fat shaming, without them needing to purge, the avoidance of the bad things. Now, I know it's really difficult to make a piece of broccoli or a Brussels sprout look yummy. I've gone to some restaurants where they actually fry them, garlic them, butter them up. You could actually, and I know this sounds shocking, but you could actually make a Brussels sprout taste good. But you almost have to destroy the vegetable's integrity and fry the crap out of it. No, that's, so find vegetables your child likes. All right, take them to the grocery store and say which looks yummy to you. And honestly, with all the vivid colors, these, by the way, produce can be just as vivid as M&Ms. But we're trained to want the M&Ms because of our dopamine and because of the chocolate, but we're not trained to want the red pepper or the green pepper or the sweet potato or the, the other thing you could do if you feel you cannot talk to your child is get your medical provider involved. A lot of us doctors know how to talk about weight without somebody feeling fat shamed. Okay, we have a job to do. And we could show them the chart. We could show them the health issues. We could talk to them about their period. We could talk to them about fertility, talk to them about dating. And we could talk about the gamut of things. And if we're too busy, if the pediatrician or the family medicine provider isn't doing the job you need, there's always counselors. But we are so afraid of victimizing individuals that we're making them victims. And, childhood obesity and teen obesity is a bad, bad thing. Now, parents are calling me saying, should I put my kids on these weight loss drugs? You mean these diabetic medications that have been reformulated for weight loss? Have you tried balanced diet? Have you tried exercise? Have you tried drinking more water? I think we really need to teach these kids the habits early because these medicines can't be used long term. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right,
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, your emails, your Twitter messages, your Facebook messages. One of our listeners asked about free medical school and how there was some discussion of medical school being free for those who committed their a good amount of years of their career for underserved areas and what's going on with those programs. So I'm not really aware of necessarily free medical school. I know that there's many military programs that will offer loan repayment. I know there are many schools that offer tuition assistance for those who may financially qualify, for them to get federal funds. But in order for there to be an absolutely medical school all being free, I don't think we have, shall we say, that sort of system in place. And I don't know how that would really work also, because you have a lot of individuals spending a lot of money. In fact, there was a university that promised to have scholarships to have the students' tuition all covered and free. They were able to do that for year one, but when year two came around, they didn't have enough money for all the students' tuition to be free. And the students told me, rather than apply the amount of money to all the students equally, so they all were able to receive a discounted tuition, they picked and chose certain students who would get the full amount written off, and the other ones who they were sitting next to in class had to pay. And people asked, why would they do that? Well, because if the school needed to brag about how many individuals they provided free schooling for, it's a harder narrative or soundbite or PR statement to say we discounted tuition for 100 students. But if they say in all, since our inception, we have given 250 students free medical school, that might sound better to them. But can you imagine sitting next to somebody in class when you have similar backgrounds, similar finances, but that person randomly got the completely free school and you didn't? It's kind of a mess. So on the loan forgiveness front, the college debt and loan forgiveness front, we're being told that a federal appeals court has halted President Joe Biden's attempt to wipe off student loans if they were victims of colleges who scammed them. Now, I'm a little confused, because if there are colleges defrauding students, then those colleges are on the hook to pay those students back. Those colleges should be sued. Whoever's running them should be sued. This really isn't a government issue. And if it is a government issue, why did they let those colleges exist? No government student loan or backed student loan should go to any institution that doesn't qualify. And you have to qualify by being on the up and up. So I'm a little confused why we had students using federally approved student loans for fake schools or scam calls. Don't you have to be an accredited institution? I'm a little confused by that. So anyway, the stay was placed on President Biden's rule after the Career Colleges and Schools of Texas, an association of for-profit higher learning institutions, filed a lawsuit. Biden's rule was meant to help assist borrowers seeking relief because they had received misleading information regarding the quality of education they would receive from the institution they attended. Now, that's another thing I want to talk about. So at issue is a rule broadening existing policy, ending the debt of students who borrowed money to attend colleges and universities that are determined to have misled them on matters whether their courses would actually prepare them for employment in the field or the likely salary they would earn upon obtaining a degree.
The stay on the rule comes after conservative groups also accused Biden of abusing his power by trying to forgive $39 billion for 800,000 borrowers on income-driven repayment plans. So we have a few things here. Repayments are resuming in the fall after 3 years of lockdown and COVID rules, which I thought during the lockdown it was appropriate to not have students have to pay back student loans. But they got about 3 years worth of that reprieve with no interest. Now they're supposed to start paying it back. So they suspended interest, they deferred the loans, but many individuals are now freaking out because they haven't had to pay that. Now all of a sudden they have that extra expense, which they always were legally bound to. But the Career Colleges and Schools of Texas' recent complaints was that the Biden administration rules are so broad that they cover even unintentional actions by a college rather than malicious misinformation. So saying a school misled a student on them being able to get a quality of education or a job, that's very subjective, because I've seen schools where these students think they are going to be the best of the best, and then the teacher does jack diddly squat. Well, the school then should be the ones repaying. You know, if you graduated from a medical school and you did not get the education you needed and you had difficulty, or you could see that all across the board students failed a part of the boards, that school should be liable. That school should be, you know, providing compensation or retribution or remediation. And one thing I've seen with academia is you could have some amazing professors, but then you could have some absolute lazy POSs, and they do nothing for the students. And the students are asking for help, but they have no place to go to because they think they'll be kicked out. Well, accrediting bodies are supposed to be the go-to, but accrediting bodies want your name. They won't let you complain anonymously. So you're going to be outed. And I can't tell you how many students wanted to complain about one university, but they were so afraid to, because they came to me, you know, and I tried to help the best I could, but the school didn't like that. Tried to retaliate against me as well. But they can't get help from the outside because they have to give their name. And then now they're outed. And so many students are like, I'm just going to get through. Remember there was a law school where a student got out of law school, couldn't find a job, so ended up suing the school. Because, you know, you learn how to sue in law school. If you have nobody to sue and you have no job, they decide to turn around and sue the school. You know, getting a degree doesn't guarantee you a job. Getting a degree doesn't guarantee that AI is not going to replace you. Going to an institution doesn't mean you're not going to have lazy professors. You'll have good professors, but you'll also have lazy professors. And so who pays for that then? You know, do we have to always have the taxpayer and your neighbor pay that? So, you know, it's interesting to see them try and navigate the promises they made. The White House was drafting new proposals to forgive student loans when the Supreme Court struck them down. But, you know, my only concern is we have bigger fish to fry. I love the students, but if we want to pay off the student debt, or we think they were screwed over by the colleges, get the colleges to pay. Have the colleges pay off their student loans. Leave the taxpayers out of it, because the taxpayers have to pay for migrants. They have to pay for more medical centers. They have to pay for, food and more, you know, housing, electrical grids. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.